It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom reckons he's a good swimmer.
My 11-year-old, he does that as a warm-up.
The other fancies himself as a DJ. But what they can do is ask questions.
How much have you spent on your pet?
$30,000 on our cat.
How's the cat now?
Dead.
He's dead. Yeah. All right. Well, worth it. Worth it.
It's been described as juvenile talkback.
What date did you forget, Steve?
Me and my wife got married in April last year. Her birthday's on the 17th of April. I forgot both.
Oh, my God.
So sit back, but don't relax. This is Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, guys, I mean, it's Tuesday night, and where else would you rather be except on Triple M? We've got some amazing music coming up for you, but that's not what we do. We ask questions, don't we, Ollie?
We do music and questions, Tom. We don't just choose one. We do both.
You want to hear what we got coming up?
Music-wise?
Oasis, David Bowie, Big Audio Diamond, Dynamite, new Fooey's.
Excellent. Well, as far as questions go, Tom, have you met a psychopath? He's not far away. As well as if you can pull off a celeb lookalike, and you have pulled off a celeb lookalike, I want to hear from you then as well.
One of our mates, Big Matt, looks a lot like Tex Walker.
He was getting some free drinks, wasn't he?
Yeah, he certainly was.
Thanks for being a Tex Walker lookalike.
Jesus Christ.
Obviously had a sad night losing, but still, free drinks are nice.
Ollie, I'm pretty zen today, though. Zen because you gave me a float for my birthday, a flotation tank.
I'm glad to hear you enjoyed it. Was it all positive?
Oh, yeah, if you consider lying on your back for 2 hours in a dark tank positive, sure.
Now, look, I spent $100 on that,
yeah,
so if you're going to be, like, whingy about it, just park it, mate.
You know what else
I want to hear it.
You know what else you could have done is just chucked the $100 in the bin.
Can you believe that, Bell? I give you a bloody gift for your birthday, $100 gift.
Yeah, it's
you love self-pamper rubbish like that.
And I love self-pamper rubbish. I don't just love lying in a tank for 2 hours in the dark. Mate, this head is effed up enough. I don't need to be alone with it for 2 hours. You know what I'm saying?
I should have remembered you had issues in your head and you can't handle your own company for more than 1 minute. Look, we'll change tact. Tom, I want to start the show on 133353 with a question. What small thing makes you unreasonably angry? What small thing that shouldn't make you angry gets you upset? My girlfriend's done something very small, but I was very angry.
133353. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, no, I didn't do the thing. Hang on.
You didn't stop the song. That was Axl Rose lashing out with Slash. Paradise City.
I thought it'd be pretty funny to come back being pretty low energy after such an amazing rock track.
Yeah.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
People loving that joke.
Thanks, mate. Have you met a psychopath? Is up pretty soon.
I reckon I have. Now, starting the show off with, look, I've got a gripe that I want to air. No, actually, it's actually an apology. Because I got angry. I was the gripey person getting angry over something quite unreasonable.
What are you doing? What are you griping at?
So, you know how I love the TV show Stranger Things?
Oh, who doesn't? Let me get the Stranger Things remix.
Oh, get it up. It's great. It's one of the first shows that actually got me hooked into a show. One of the first shows I binged watch. It's like 8 episodes long. It's a gritty 80s sci-fi kind of thing.
And this is a remix by Luke Million, who's an Australian guy who did a remix of the theme song. It's
anyway, I was like, Sarah, to my girlfriend, you've got to watch it. It's so good. Like, I love it. I reckon you'll love it. So I sit down and I'm watching
it. Who hates Stranger Things?
Well, here's the thing. Sarah didn't hate it. I'm watching it with her, and because I love it, I'm going, how good's this?
Did you watch it for a second time?
Yeah, I'm sitting down with
her. No BS, bro. Good call. The second season's out very soon on Netflix.
Exactly. And so episode 4, episode 5, we're watching last night.
It's good.
Watch 4 and 5. And it's getting good. It's getting intense.
Of course it is. It's Stranger Things.
And I'm saying to Sarah, like, how good is this? I'm saying, how good is this show? And she's like, eh.
Excuse me?
Well, wait for it.
Sarah Clayton.
It's unreasonable, but it made me angry. It made me so angry that I actually swore, and I was like, well, you're an idiot, right?
Oh my God.
I was like, you're an idiot.
Look, I'll put it out. I'm happy you did, because Stranger Things is an amazing show.
We love it. But the thing is, she could tell I wasn't joking. You know when you try and pretend like, yeah, I'm just having banter here?
Yeah.
She could tell I was kind of serious, and I was serious. Oh, I was like, you're an idiot. And she's like, that was really rude. And I was like, look, I'm sorry, but I'm angry because you don't love this show. I'm watching it for you.
Please tell me you went for a walk.
I had to go out and clear my head. She said, go for a walk. Come back when you're feeling better. But I was unreasonably angry. So I thought, 1-3-5-3, what small thing makes you unreasonably angry?
Yeah, if someone, like, if someone hasn't seen this, of all things... So Triple M.
Electronic music. Anything unreasonable, anything that just shouldn't be that bad, but it just ticks you off. 1-3-5-3.
Dion, your girlfriend does something that annoys you?
Boys, this has been a 6-year-long saga. Oh, dead set. Every single time she goes to tuck the bin liner in, she does not tuck it in to the box. So I go to throw my rubbish in. Every single time, it just sinks straight to the bottom.
Oh, man.
And I've been telling her for 6 years, just tuck the bin liner in, please. So I'm reaching in, fishing out eggshells and stuff like that.
Is she just hanging the bag dangling to the side of the bin?
It's just put into the thing. It's not even tucked around the edges.
No, you have to tuck the bin liner around the edges.
It's painful. It's painful.
It's basic stuff, isn't it?
It really is.
You know what else annoys me with bin liners, Dion, is when you put the bin liner in, if you don't get all the air, excess air around the outside, and then the kind of bag encloses in the rubbish, and it's like, dude,
you're actually making me feel sick. I can't even talk about bins.
Let's not get stuck on the bin liner path too heavily. But is your girlfriend going to hear this? Will she hear you? You know, condemning her on the radio.
I'm pretty sure she's drinking wine and eating dumplings with her mate, so I wish she was, but she isn't.
Shame on her.
That is, what, she's out eating dumplings and drinking wine while you're putting bin liners in at home?
While I'm fishing away at eggshells.
Perfect. 1-3-3-5-3.
What unreasonable thing or what small thing makes you unreasonably angry?
Give us a call.
More of these. It's good fun. It's petty. It's petty stuff, but it just makes you angry.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M, Oasis Now with Champagne Supernova. Turn it up. Champagne Supernova Oasis. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Make sure you hit us up on Facebook if you need to get in touch. We read your messages and we love them. And we ask questions. That's what we do on Triple M. 1-3-3-5-3. We love your answers. And tonight, Ollie.
I was just telling you about my unreasonable anger when I heard that my girlfriend didn't like Stranger Things, the TV show. As I'm sitting there watching it with her, she's like, it's fine, but I get scared and I don't like it. It's not my thing. I'm like, come on. It's Stranger Things. It's excellent.
Like, have you ever heard of such BS? Like, nobody hates Stranger Things.
Is that true? Good.
Eli, do you like Stranger Things? Our producer?
Hasn't seen it.
Hasn't seen
it. Bell, you like it.
Bell likes it. Okay.
The Duffer Brothers. Come on.
The Duffers.
Created by the Duffer Brothers.
A couple of Duffers.
But they're not Duffers.
A couple of Duffers.
They can make a show.
Bloody TV
Peter,
series.
You've got a Stranger Things related call around this idea of small things that make you angry?
That's correct. It's an awesome show, but the BMX bikes on the Stranger Things.
Yeah, the kids have the bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's set in the 80s. The bikes are from about 2016.
Okay.
And if you know BMX bikes, that is really annoying.
Okay. Peter, can I just tell you, though, like, this show features, like, supernatural creatures and you're getting hung up over the bikes?
Yeah, well, it's like you see E.T. and he's riding his old Kiwahara and flying through the air, when you see an old show, you look back and you think, "Oh, I wonder what bikes they're going to use." They used brand new bikes, and it was like,
"I'm with you."
Imagine,
Peter,
if they whipped out an iPhone, you'd be like, "What?"
That's true, Tom.
Yeah, you got me with the apple-related bit.
And that show is very much a time capsule of the 80s, so the bikes should be representative of that. What bikes should they have had, Peter?
Oh, well, just anything from the 80s. But, you know, when you were kids, in the 80s, bikes, there's all your Mongooses. They could have been able to buy anything. Mongoose, Diamondback, Redline.
Yeah,
they bought brand new bikes and they sort of covered them up with things and made them look old. And it's like, no, that's not right.
Peter, how about back in the day, did they have those annoying, stupid beads that you put in your Stokes that make the most annoying sounds in the world? Were they around in the 80s?
Spokey dokies.
Spokey dokies.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they were called Spokey Dokies.
What is that creation, Peter? What's the point?
Something probably Toy World come out with.
Peter's a barrel of laughs. Thanks, Peter. Have a good night, bro.
He's good.
Good on him.
Look, welcome to the show, Marjay.
Welcome, Marjay.
Hey, welcome, Tom and Ollie. Greetings and salutations.
I love having you on, Marjay.
It's been too long.
Thank you. You guys want petty. My life is full of pettiness.
What small thing makes you unreasonably angry?
Well, I've been doing a lot of walking. You know, with summer coming up, I'm trying to get ripped.
Get on Pokemon Go. Mail.
And I've noticed a lot of people using those retractable dog leashes. Total blight in our society. Total inconsideration for everybody walking around them. They've got the dog, like, walking 8 metres in front of them. Stop that exciting. That your dog needs to be 8 metres in front of you, bro. Pull the lead in. Pull your dog in. It's like it's an extension of their goddamn appendage. It's not that important.
Do you ever voice this to them in person?
I always tap them on the shoulder, but then they've got like a big guard dog and they've got tats and arm sleeve and I run the other way. Very scary.
Yeah, and they say release the dogs and they release them for 8 metres and they can catch you.
I didn't think of that, actually. Shit.
Yeah, it happens.
Brilliant stuff.
I love how Marjo's getting ripped by walking. Not how it works, Marjo. Just a quick tip. You have to do more than that.
Get on the protein shakes, I reckon.
Yeah.
Hey, what small thing makes you unreasonably angry? Give us a call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Space Oddity. The late, great David Bowie, Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, very sad news just quickly. Joining Bowie, I guess, up in the heavens, so to speak, today. Tom Petty, very sad news.
Yeah.
Obviously, rock legend of the Heartbreakers and other bands. But Tom Petty passing away. There's a special on after us at 10 o'clock with Ugly Phil, et cetera, et cetera. So look forward to that, paying tribute to the great Tom Petty.
Can I just play a little bit of Free Fallin'? I mean, that's music.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
That's music.
Talented man. Tom, I want to move on from small, petty things that get you angry to a rather heavier topic of psychopaths. Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? I read an article over the weekend. Someone's getting a bit psycho themselves over there. About a study that said apparently 1 in 100 people have psychopathic tendencies.
And I'm guessing that they fall in love with them.
God,
I'll let you go.
God, you're good in the buttons.
There you go. That's it. That's
you got any more buttons? Or what else you got?
I've got this sound effect. Or is that too much?
Well, it just doesn't relate.
Oh, right.
So the study said, and apart from saying 1 in 100 are psychopaths, it says that people who have these tendencies are drawn to jobs in politics, business, don't fire that, politics, business, law enforcement. Like, this is kind of worrying. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is
like, psycho. Think about that. If you're a psychopath, you're drawn to, you know, maybe the force, maybe business.
Well, I'm guessing if you're a psycho or a psychopath, I don't know if you're allowed to say psycho. Yeah, they're psychos, aren't they? So who cares?
Well, there's a line there because there's a literally a medical like definition of psychopathic things.
Do you know what that is?
Look, I've got the basic outline of the kind of symptoms or behaviours you show. I'll go through them. But 133353, get involved if you've met a psychopath. I want to know if you reckon you've met a psychopath.
Or maybe you're in love with a psycho.
So it is traditionally defined as a personality disorder, and it's characterized by antisocial behavior, impaired empathy and remorse, bold, disinhibited, egotistical traits. Sounds like you, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Another tidbit.
Oh, what's that coming? A mile away. That's the joke that you just
It's not
did.
A joke. It's just it's a sad truth. But apparently as well, kids, you know, there's an early indicator of kids who don't laugh along with other kids. They could be psychopaths.
Oh, my God.
So the study was saying that if there are kids who don't quite muck in with the jokes at the right times...
Well, they're not empathetic, are they? They're disconnected.
So I thought it could be pretty cool if you, in your life, have come across a psychopath or just someone who's a psycho.
Might be a long shot, though. So if anything we're saying is triggering anything, please give us a call 133353 because I feel like it's a long shot.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying they've got to be diagnosed with it. In your personal opinion, when you came across someone, did you think that person has the traits of somewhat of a psychopath? You know, they didn't quite get empathy or they were antisocial in a very intense way. Give us a call, 133353.
Let's give some talking heads into the break, though. What do you reckon?
Yeah, nice.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
133353, if you know someone or have met someone in your life with these tendencies, these are psychopathic tendencies, antisocial behaviour, impaired empathy, you know, no empathy, impaired remorse, no remorse, or bold and disinhibited egotistical traits. These are all the traits of psychopaths. I want to hear from you if you have met someone like this. I want to hear what that was like to interact with them.
133353, you with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The Globe, Big Audio Dynamite, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. If you've ever pulled off a celeb lookalike and maybe even gotten something for free, especially if you've gotten something for free, we want to hear from you in about 10 to 15 minutes' time. It's Tom and Ollie. We ask questions.
Bit of a long shot here, but we want to know if you've ever in your life met someone who, under your assessment, you've thought that person is a psycho or a psychopath, full word psychopath. In your own summation, hasn't got to be a medical, you know, diagnosis, but just you've gone, that person has I guess the traits we've just before discussing, Tom, were no empathy or lack of empathy, being antisocial in a rather intense way. All these traits do link or suggest to psychopathy or psychopathy, depending how you say it. Depending on which persuasion you go with. I'm making that up in terms of the pronunciation.
Correct.
But it's a long shot and haven't had a huge response on the phones. But Keith on 133353, you've got a thought on this one.
Yes, I wish to know if somebody has got psychopathic tendencies. The FBI use one question and most people get it wrong. And so I was at a party and there was about 20 people and I told the story and they're all getting it wrong. And the guy in the corner that's very quiet, he got it right instantly. And then I said to him, do you know that's for psychopathic tendencies? I didn't tell him it was for that. I just asked him the question. So that's what they use. And I was just rocked up with my daughters and the two boys out the back. They got it wrong and I took ages and I said, oh, thank God, you know, I didn't get it right.
Oh, my God. Okay, so if you get this
kind of question you don't want to answer.
Yeah, if you get this question right, what, you have
psychopathic... You have psychopathic tendencies according to the FBI, yeah.
Okay, Keith, well, give us the question. We need to hear it.
Okay, there's a funeral. A mother dies. She's dead, obviously, at the funeral. And her two daughters are at the gravesite with a bunch of other people. And there's a guy over in the distance in the crowd. And one of the daughters spots him but doesn't know him. And she doesn't get to talk to him, but she falls instantly in love with him.
Okay.
So she goes home without talking to him and she kills her sister. Why?
Oh my God! Oh. So it's like a brain teaser.
Okay, it's like a riddle. So two sisters.
Yep.
And one of them sees a man that she hasn't seen before.
Yep. At the funeral of her mother.
At the funeral of her mother, and she goes home with him without speaking to him.
No. She doesn't speak to him at all. She just sees him in the crowd. Yep. You know, the coffin's going down the hole, and he's on the other side. She sees him, doesn't get to talk to him at all, but falls in love with him. Goes, oh man, you know what a handsome guy.
Yeah.
But doesn't get to talk to him and goes home.
Yeah.
And kills her sister. Why?
Okay, so if you don't have an answer at all, does that mean that you're not a psychopath?
it's really funny, though. When I was at the party, you get 20, 30 different answers, and the answers are so hilarious, you know, but there's only one answer. There's only one answer that's correct.
Do you have an answer at all, Ollie? Because I'm really, all I can think of is like, I don't know, it's the sister's boyfriend.
I'm scared to try too hard in case I get it right. And then I'm...
Well, no, try a little bit hard.
Okay. Why would she see... What context would that relationship be where she, having seen him, is it... I don't know. Is it that it's...
Basically, I put it this way. The people that get it right answer it so quickly, it's not funny. And I say to them, how did you know that? And they say, well, it's the obvious answer. And I said, yeah, to a person with psychopathic tendencies.
Okay, well, brilliant. Neither of us have answered. So what is it? What's the deal?
Okay, the riddle is that she goes home and kills her sister, hoping that at her funeral, he will come back and she will meet him.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, obvious when you know it, but to psychopathic tendencies, I've met about five or six people, and even my massager I used to go to, he asked the lady, he was massaging, and she got it right, and then he was joking, going, I was looking around for knives, you know, like...
Oh, my God.
You know, so
Well, Keith, we've actually...
What we should do is try and find someone who answered correctly, because means we've got a psychopath.
We've actually got Ian on the phone now. Ian, you knew the answer to this.
Yeah, I suspect I must read too many crime novels or something like that.
No, you're a psychopath,
Ian. Or you're a psycho, Ian.
Look, I sent that to your producer. No, I'm not a psycho. I just thought, maybe she might go... Well, to attend the sister's funeral and the bloke might turn up.
No, but
hold on, the bloke's just given the answer out.
Ian, here's the thing. If you're a psycho, do you know you're a psycho or not know you're a psycho? Because it sounds like you're a psycho, Ian. I mean, from what Keith's saying, you're an absolute psycho.
Ian, when you thought of the answer, did you go, oh, Jesus Christ, I'm a psycho?
Well, no, I said, I hope I'm not wrong because you wanted to put me on air.
Yeah, no, well, you're right.
Well, okay. Ian, you're a bloody psycho, mate.
Go home, tell your family. And then next, go to hospital.
133353. Look, have you met a psychopath? Or did you just get that question right?
And now you need to face the music, us, and talk about your psychopathic tendencies.
Did you get the question right, or have you met a psychopath? I.e., are you a psycho, or have you met a psycho?
What a great party trick.
Amazing party trick. 133353, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The Sky's a Neighbourhood, Tom and Ollie on Triple M, the Foo Fighters. Now, if you want to win tickets to go see the Foo Fighters live, make sure you head to triplem.com.au. We have your tickets on this station. Can you believe that, Ollie? Imagine
amazing.
Seeing the Fooies.
Mate, I'm more amazed about the psychopathic stuff we are uncovering on this show right now. We just heard from Keith, who told us about a psychopathic test the FBI conducts in America. If you can answer that riddle he told us, hopefully you heard it. I'm not going to repeat it.
No, I've got it in a quick.
Yep.
Two daughters are at their mother's funeral. There's a guy that one of the daughters sees for the first time ever and falls in love with him. That night, she goes home and kills her sister. Why?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Doesn't speak to him, just goes home with her sister, kills her. Why? If you answer yes to that question, not yes, if you answer the correct answer,
which
you're
was?
Apparently a psycho. Well, the answer was that she...
Well, how about we get Gabriel to say the answer? Gabriel on 133353, do you have
don't
the answer?
Don't ask me a question and then not answer it.
Well, I thought it'd be better to get the listeners on.
Yeah, me too.
Gabriel, do you have the answer to this riddle?
We were listening and my girlfriend had the answer pretty quickly as I was driving home.
Gabriel, get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
No, I sat there quietly and drove her to her house and she was sitting there trying to explain that, oh, I'm not a psychopath. I just quickly dropped her off and then made the call when she was out of the car, clear.
Okay, so she answered that she would kill the guy to get him to come to the sister's funeral.
Yeah, to see him.
Yeah, to see him again because she's in love. It's a strange test, Gabriel. What are your thoughts on this test? Do you reckon it's accurate?
Oh, well, I hope not.
Does your girlfriend do anything else that's kind of psycho?
Not that I know of, but now I'm sort of going to start looking into it.
Get some cameras set up or something.
Start locking up your iPhone at night, I reckon.
Get a passcode. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Gabriel's not the only one. We've got Nathan as well. Nathan, you also had the answer to that riddle.
I did, gents. How are you going?
Oh, does that worry you?
Nathan.
So no, I've heard this before and I instantly just answer this. You know, you just figure it out. Anyone who knows the mother well enough to attend a funeral would most likely turn up to the daughter's funeral as well. So that's it. You just kill him. Hopefully he turns up.
Oh, yeah.
But once you come to that and then you get told why the test is being done, then you look up and see, am I a psychopath? And it's not. You're not a psychopath.
No,
but you would rationalize it, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
I mean, that's classic psychopath to rationalize and then go, oh, no, I'm not.
Also true. Good point, gents. What are you editing?
Nathan, you're a psycho. I hate to say
it's not that.
No,
if you
but
can't
it,
empathize
but
with humans, then you're a psychopath.
No,
but if you can, and you know if you can or you can't.
Yeah, but you're a psycho, Nathan.
Have you got many
potentially,
friends?
Potentially, but I'm not.
Have you got many friends?
Not many left.
Excellent stuff. And Lizzie as well, you also are potentially and most likely a psychopath.
Hey, guys.
Hey, well, hey, but hey. Also...
hey, I'm a psycho. Hey, guys, psycho on the phone now.
What's behind your back?
So you answered this riddle.
Well, I think I got, like, most of it.
Oh, my God.
Most of it. It's one answer.
But I thought it was different. So
what?
Because I was imagining that he was a ghost. Because it was like a graveyard. Wasn't it?
Lizzie, thank God. You're not a psycho. You got it wrong. You got it absolutely wrong, mate.
But she wanted to see him again, so she had to kill her sister to see the ghost again.
Oh, no, that's the correct answer. You are a psycho.
Yeah.
You're a bloody psycho.
She wanted to see the ghost, so.
That's the test answer for another mental health problem. So, Lizzie, regardless, just go and get a test done, please.
Okay. You're psycho?
Yeah, I'm a little worried now.
You're bad to the bone. I mean, seriously.
Look, we've now unearthed psychopaths across the country. If you have met one in your life, we want to hear your stories. So 133353. Have you met a real psychopath? I'm not going to label those guys as psychos, but have you met one in real life?
133353, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Bad to the bone, George Thorogood. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Of course, the theme to Luke Boner, who hosts the night shift every night from midnight.
The late night shift, Tom. We're the night shift. He's the late night shift.
It's literally called the night shift. Night shift with Luke Boner.
What are we called then?
Well, we do nights.
We're the evening. We're the twilight show.
God. You want to stop down and talk about that? Or
yeah.
It's Tom and Ollie.
I do. Triple M. I want to know what we are.
We ask questions. Did you pull off a celeb lookalike pretty soon? But... of course, we're getting into psychos. Psycho killer.
Yeah. We finally tracked down some people who reckon they've met psychopaths, and I'm intrigued to hear what their experiences are like. Raquel, thank you for calling us on this rather intense topic, but you've met a psychopath.
I think so.
Well, tell us about them. Who were they?
So it was a guy who lived in the apartment across from mine.
Oh my God.
We were split by a car park, but we could see each other's apartment.
Okay.
And he was really gorgeous. I was, you know, just so enamored by him and was constantly trying to get his attention.
Yep.
Was hoping he'd ask me out.
Yep.
He finally did.
Yep.
Okay. And we went out a couple of times, but I don't know, the second or third time we came back to my apartment, and at some point I went into the bathroom. I wasn't gone long. I came back. He wasn't there. And I realized the next day that neither was my prom dress or my prom shoes.
What?
So in the States, the prom is like the year 12 formal. It's
yeah.
a big deal. And that dress I'd hoped to have forever.
The prom.
And so I got up the nerve to go and bang on his door and ask for it back. And he wouldn't give it back to me.
What?
Yeah, so at first he said he didn't have it, but then I could see one of the shoes and I was like, you do, you do. And
what?
He was a really big, like, muscly guy, like 6'2", workout kind of guy. There was no question this guy worked out.
Wow.
And anyway, after lots of screaming and saying, you know, I want it back, or I'm going to call the cops and on, and why would you take my dress? That makes no sense. He just goes and unbuttons his jeans. He was wearing like a lumberjack shirt, Timberland boots, and blue jeans.
It's like what Tom wears.
Unbuttons his jeans to show me he's wearing pantyhose underneath.
Oh. Wow.
And I don't know if that was supposed to be the indicator that he deserved the dress. Because he wanted to wear it.
Yes, he proved he wanted it badly.
Weird. It's weird. It
sounds like American Psycho, the movie where he's got the dresses and the people in the dressing dresser.
Oh my God. Intense stuff, Raquel. Thank you so much for the call. And imagine your prom dress as well.
Gone forever and worn by a weird man. David, you've also met a psychopath.
Yes. Well, not myself personally, but one of my work colleagues expressed the story to me.
Yeah.
He worked in fire rescue, and he went out one night on a job where there was a DOA, you know, somebody had a road accident, and they had to extract the body and everything and, send it off. And anyway, they had a new crew member on the truck with them this night, and... they cleaned up and got back in the truck, and they're heading back to the fire station, and the bloke's sitting there chewing on a hamburger, and they all turned and said, oh, did you bring that with you? And he goes, no, I found it in the front seat. That bloke wasn't going to eat it, was he?
Jesus Christ.
Psychopath or very hungry?
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah. that's a bit unnerving, isn't it?
You don't want to eat.
Having said that, if it's going to go to waste, you just don't know.
Vanessa on 133353, you have met a psycho.
Yes, I have. I was about 11 years old when I met him.
11, okay, very young.
And it stuck with you?
Yes, it did.
what were the surround? What happened?
We were camping down at Rosebud, and me and my girlfriend were walking along, and this guy came up and asked us if we wanted to go for a walk with him. And we've, you know, as a kid, you know, it was stranger danger stuff. So we've ran straight in and told my mum. And then a couple of hours later, a little boy went missing on his bike.
Oh, my God.
And the police were hanging around. And my mum went up to the cops and said, look, you know, my daughter and her friend, this guy, come up and asked them, you know, to go for a walk. And we had to explain what he looked like to the coppers.
Yeah.
And then about 10, I suppose, bit more than 10 years later, my mum was reading a book about the man that killed and stole Cherie Beasley down at Rosebud.
Oh, my God.
And she said to me, she goes, what did he look like? I said, oh, you know, he had, you know, short curly hair and a beard. And she showed me a photo. She goes, oh, is this him? I've gone, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, that's the guy that took Cherie Beasley. And I'm just like, ooh.
You came that close to a literal murderer.
Yes.
Vanessa, yes. That is insane.
I think back now and I think, yeah, lucky that, you know, we were old enough and realised, yeah, no, you don't go for a walk with a guy.
Yeah.
And
Vanessa, yeah. I grew up in that part of the world as well. It's insane.
Yeah, well, we actually lived in Heathmont, but Rosebud used to love going down to Rosebud, apparently. It was all in this book. But,
oh, man. Oh, my God, Vanessa. Yeah. That is some insane stuff. And it's given me chills. Does it freak you out when you think about it these days?
Probably not as much these days, but when my mum showed me the photo, it did. That freaked me out. It became a bit more real, I think. But you know, that was quite a long time ago.
Well, you can feel it, Vanessa. Thank you very much for sharing with us. That is some insane, insane stuff, Ollie. I mean, that's a real psycho.
Let's just go to a break and recover, Tom, and we'll reassess from there whether we push on with the funner stuff of celeb lookalikes. Or are there more stories? Who knows?
133353. We love your answers. We ask questions. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tom reckons he's a good swimmer.
My 11-year-old, he does that as a warm-up.
The other fancies himself as a DJ. But what they can do is ask questions.
Your brother has had an exercise fail.
Playing soccer, had a shot on goal, went through and he celebrated. During the celebration, he's fallen over and broken his wrist.
It's been described as juvenile talkback.
How spicy was it?
You've said a 2 teaspoons per cup of water. We put in 2 cups of curry concentrate.
You put about 1,000%.
So it took about 1,000% longer to get over them.
Yeah.
So sit back, but don't relax. This is Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Buddy, buddy. Wow, we're getting heavy here. We've been talking about psychopaths for the last half an hour, and I'm really glad we did because, man, there was some full-on stuff. I love that quiz from Keith, the one-question test from the FBI to test if you're a psychopath. It has been debunked by Mr. Frog on Facebook. Strange name. Maybe you're a psycho frog. But apparently that test isn't foolproof, so if you worry you're a psycho, you're not.
But we just heard an amazing story from a lady who actually met a murderer. Now, Belle, we've got you in the studio here. What happened to the phones after we heard that story?
Oh, my goodness. They went crazy. Like, we've had over 20 calls of people who either know someone or have been in such a close call to being murdered.
Oh, my God.
It's now turned into, have you met a killer?
Have you met a murderer?
Yes.
But should we do, can you have a celeb lookalike or should we do the murderers?
I think we should the murderers because that's pretty full on and pretty
engaging.
I know a guy
who looks like Tex Walker. If you want to hear about that.
No. So here's the thing. Look, 133353, and Belle, thank you for your amazing work on the phones. But 133353, have you met a killer? Have you met someone that's actually killed someone?
Have you met a killer? Have you been in close quarters with a killer? Have you come face to face with a killer?
Oh my God, it's full on stuff. But 133353, what was that like? It happens to some people.
Your stories are up next.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Give us a call, 133353. Walking on the moon, the police. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. 45 minutes until naughty after nine. Who found your stash of dirty things?
Naughty mags,
naughty
et cetera.
Magazines, videos, all that kind of thing. Who found it? We'll be asking that after 9 o'clock because we ask questions. That's what we do. And sometimes we cannot believe the responses that we get. And 133353. Tonight, look, there is a content warning on this because it could be quite heavy. Well, it's definitely going to be heavy. Have you met a murderer? Like, have you met a killer?
Have you come face to face with a killer? It is full on, Tom. Let's get stuck in. A lot of calls here. So, Caleb, you have met a murderer.
Yes, I have.
How's that work? How did that go down?
Went to primary school with a young woman and always seemed a bit strange to me. Yeah. But as you go on from there, they're kind of like you dissipate. You don't really keep in touch.
Yeah.
Years later, found out that she was actually killed somebody and disposed of them in a wheelie bin.
Oh, my God.
Which makes a bit more sense about when she came back from a trip to see a strange family in Europe coming back with a Hitler Youth knife.
Oh, my God. Oh,
in primary school she did that?
Correct.
I mean, that's a pretty...
Like year seven.
Was there a reunion or you didn't see her at a reunion?
No. That was back in Perth and moved interstate.
And so she'd be in jail now, I'm guessing?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, like, did you find out via, I don't know, the TV, like via the news?
Yeah, TV news, it was plastered everywhere.
So take me to that moment when you saw her on the telly.
It was more that it kind of explains a bit.
Yeah, right. So it was almost like a, oh my God, that explains so much.
Yeah, exactly. Where you wouldn't have actually second-guessed it.
Amazing. Well, thank you, Caleb. Even more full-on here from Sam. Sam, I'm reading here that your friend escaped a murderer. Is that right?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, my God.
How did it go down?
So her and her friend were just out drinking up in Newcastle in New South Wales, and they met these guys who, you know, a bit older and had a bit of cash about them, so they were like, oh, yeah, fair enough. And these guys were like, oh, we're just staying right here. Do you want to come up to our room? And they're like, yeah, okay, sure.
Oh,
and to this point, they'd been like super nice and all this sort of stuff. And then got up to the room and pretty much as soon as the two guys walked through the door first and then two girls just walked in the door, the guys were completely switched into, you know, calling them names and saying, you know, you guys, you know, you want it and you're going to get it and all this sort of stuff. And so the girls were like, yeah, we're out of here. So they sprinted back out.
Oh, wow.
And years later, a friend of mine was just reading some articles on famous Australian murderers and happened to come across this article. And it was described about these two girls that ran off while we were trying to get them in this hotel, exactly the place. And it was written by Ivan Milat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was Ivan Milat's account.
His own account. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Sam. I mean...
So your friend was reading this, the same friend that was that girl?
Yeah. That's oh, right. Yeah, she God. Just happened to stumble across and she's like, I think that was me.
How did she, relate to that experience? Did she talk about it like it was intense or is it a, oh, my God, crazy? Or how intense is it for her?
Oh, she's a pretty steady and stable individual. So she just kind of...
Yeah.
Laughed it off and went, you know, oh, well, God, things happen, but she's lucky, strong. Obviously.
She's lucky. Yeah.
That is insane. I don't know how I would be able to deal with that. I would go over it over and over in my head
and
because
that's, the
that's
thing
just
is,
insane
with
stuff.
With, like, murderers, often they're these charming characters, like, charismatic psychos.
It's full-on stuff. Hey, by the way, a lifeline, 13, 11, 14, if this is triggering anything, and, of course, domestic violence, if you need help with anything with that, 1-800-RESPECT is a really good line as well. But 1-333-53, this is just too incredible. We want to know, have you met a murderer?
Yeah, more stories, I reckon. We're getting more calls, so let's hear some more stories. Look, yeah, as you say, Tom,
it's thrilling.
A content warning. It's heavy stuff, but we'll get to more stories of people who have met murderers.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Give us a call, 1-333-53. What I've done, Linkin Park, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. I must stress a content warning for what we're doing right now. It's pretty harrowing stuff. We're asking on 1-333-53, have you met a killer? Have you met a murderer? And of course, yeah, if this is bringing up anything, 13, 11, 14, because it's just harrowing. Now, we just heard from a man who had a friend who nearly got murdered by Ivan Milat.
Her and her friend hung out with Ivan Milat at a bar and then back in an apartment with him, and he went a bit weird and they ran away, escaped from Ivan Milat.
Insane
but she
stuff.
Didn't know at the time who he was. Anyway, Tom, you're just reading about Ivan then.
Reading about
what
some
was
of the things...
stat that he did a hunger strike? What was that about?
Yeah, so in jail in 2011, he went on a hunger strike. He lost 25 kilos in an unsuccessful attempt to be given a PlayStation.
Psycho.
And he cut off his little finger with a plastic knife and mailed it to the High Court. He tried to mail it to the High Court.
So we're taking your calls on 1-333-53. If you've met a murderer, you can give us a buzz. Now, Ross, you've met a murderer.
I have.
Who was it?
God.
I went to school with a murderer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, high school or primary school?
High school.
Okay, so how did you discover this?
We saw it on the news one night. Apparently, his parents had been murdered. They'd been bludgeoned to death. And he was on there, he was crying and saying, oh, my poor parents. And we found out later it was him that did it, and he got convicted.
Oh, my God.
His name was Joseph.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't want to put anything to air there.
Yeah.
So thank you very much, Ross. We don't want to get involved in okay. kind of slandered territory
here. Let's keep it safe. But
let's keep names away from it, guys. But full-on stuff. Imagine going to school and then finding out later. So,
Ben, you've met a killer. What happened?
Yeah, I was used to drive a truck, and I must have cut this guy off. Anyway, he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
And he smashed me. We're at the lights, and he smashed my windows, and tried to get in my truck. You know,
oh
pull me out.
Oh my God.
And I had like this bar beside me, and I'm like batting him away, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he like his eyes were like saucepan.
Oh my God.
He was off his head on something.
Yeah.
And he said he was going to get his teeth, so I just drove out. And I lost him. I called the police and all that. And 3 weeks later, I heard that Alphonse Gangitano died, and it was him.
Ooh. Oh my God!
Is he a gang? Yeah. Is he like a gangland underground kind of character?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vince Colosimo played him in Underbelly.
Oh my Jesus God! Christ. Well, that's
yeah, but that was him.
That's crazy. Yeah. amazing, Ben. Thank you. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you've worked with a killer.
Yeah, how are you?
Good, Jeff. Good, we're Jeff. Pretty we're amazed by these stories. What was your incident?
Well, without mentioning, can I mention what the guy's, not his name, but what he was called, what the media called him?
Yeah.
Let's just hear the story first, Jeff. How did you meet this guy?
Well, I actually, he was the manager of the company I was working for.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, he was the blue stubby short work boot. Wife beater singlet type guy, big fat gut.
Mm.
I was there the day the detectives came and arrested him, and he was actually responsible for over 90 rapes in Victoria, and they suspect they convicted him, I think, of two or three murders, but I think they reckon he probably did about nine or more.
Oh my God! Oh my God. And he was just a tradesman running a business.
He was just the manager there. He wasn't running the business. He was just like a factory hand. But
and so Jeff, we definitely don't need his name, but what he was called by the media. But what was it like when you discovered this? When you discovered that he'd done these things, and you'd obviously worked closely with him.
Well, I thought that I always thought there was something wrong with him. You know, like just one day I was at a supermarket working in the car park. We had a job there, and he turned up just to get a few things. And this woman walked past, and he got this evil look on his face, and he said, oh, I'd like to do her.
Oh, my God.
Just the way he looked, and I looked at him, and I thought, right, oh, sorry. Hey, you're a bit, that's a bit out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was responsible for raping women while babies were alongside them, and...
God.
He used to follow them from car parks, supermarket car parks. But the way he got caught, it really goes back to the 70s. He committed two murders in the 70s up in Shepparton.
God. Yeah, right.
And they had a fingerprint on the car window. And 30 years later, while he'd been doing all these rapes and who knows what else, other murders, he was on a job site in Albury. And he went in the main street to get something to eat, sitting in his car, and he must have got a bit excited about something and started giving himself a bit of a going, you know, a bit of a scene too in the main street.
Right.
And so someone rang the police, and the police got him, took him in, and fingerprinted him.
Oh, and matched it up.
Matched up this fingerprint from 30 years prior. They knew the guy that was doing the rapes was the same guy that had committed the murder, but they just couldn't pin it on who it was.
Jesus.
And anyway, that was how he got caught. He got back to Melbourne. I was outside the factory loading a bit of gear into the car. I was down in Moorabbin. And next thing, this car pulls up with these four huge detectives in it. They said, we're after Mr. So-and-so. Where is he? I said, he's at the back. And I thought, gee, there's the cops. What's going on? Next minute, out he comes, handcuffs on, never to be seen again.
I mean, it's just harrowing stuff. And I can't even imagine what it would be like. It's full on stuff. We're getting so many calls in for this one. And look, we can't keep going. I feel like I'm done with it.
We've maxed out.
I have maxed out. But thank you so much for your calls.
We'll return again one day to Have You Met a Killer? Because absolutely, there are clearly more stories out there and they're very interesting and pretty full on.
And of course, if anything's come up during this chat, 13 11 14 is a great place to go, Lifeline. And of course, if you have problems with family or domestic violence, 1-800-RESPECT is a great place to go. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
I should say, Tom, if you have hung around this whole time for celeb lookalikes, it's up next. So you've got through the heavy stuff. Celeb lookalikes and what did you get for free from the lookalike is up next.
You shouldn't have said it. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Give us a call on 133353, a bit of a different tack here. If you've pulled off a celeb lookalike and if you've pulled it off and got something for free.
Got some perks, got some free stuff.
Our mate, Big Matt, Big Tall Matt, Big Cat, they call him the Big Cat.
The Big Cat Row.
The Big Cat was out after the AFL Grand Final on Saturday night.
Go Tigers.
Having a great time. And Big Cat is quite a tall man with a mustache who looks a lot like Tex Walker, the Adelaide Crows captain. Like, looks very much like it.
And so good-looking guy.
So much so that when we were watching the AFL Grand Final, Ollie, we would go, "Oh, Matt, you're on the TV. You're on the telly."
And everyone had a laugh at that.
Everyone had a laugh. He'd be like, "Don't worry, guys, I missed this one." And he'd be, like, playing along with it as well.
And so he lost the game and he was sad.
Yeah.
But he got free stuff.
But so on 133353, he ended up going to the bar at this place and he ended up getting, like, two bottles of wine for free.
Amazing.
From some guy. Because it's like, are you Tex Walker?
And this guy believes.
He's like, I'm Tex Walker. So Matt's playing along with it.
Yeah.
Going, I'm Tex Walker. And the guy's like, oh, I'll buy you a bottle of wine.
The other guy's clearly got something going on if he believed it.
After the first time, he couldn't get enough. So he went back and somebody else bought him a bottle of wine.
Amazing. Scoring stuff for being a celeb lookalike. Have you done it? Have you had this?
133353. Give us a call. If you pulled off a celeb lookalike. Or if you Tex Walker, I mean, the small chance that Tex Walker's listening, you're pissed off about this.
And you're angry and you want the wine.
Give us a call, 133353. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. JJ Cal, just loving cocaine. Loving the song Cocaine. Jesus Christ. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After Nine, not far away, 20 minutes away. Who found, I'm going to say it because it's about 8:40, so come on. Shouldn't be kids in the car. They should be in bed. Who found your porn stash? After 9 o'clock.
Who found your pawn stash? Pawn stash.
Just say it normally.
Well, it's just a bit more sexy.
133353. Did you pull off a celeb lookalike? Do you look like a celebrity? Radio still what? But no. We want to know, did you pull off a celeb lookalike? And you got something for free, baby.
What did you score from it?
What did you score from being a celeb lookalike?
Did you gain access to an exclusive club?
Mm.
Maybe, you know, like a good club. Like a good one.
Our mate looks like Tex Walker.
Got free wine. Probably bad wine, though.
Let me just see if Tex Walker's called up. Oh, that's a shame.
That's okay. Matthew's called up on 133353. Hey, Matthew, you've got a celeb lookalike.
Yeah, I was at Airport West one time, and I had a busload of kids. Thought I was Darren Buick, the old Essendon player back in the 90s.
Ah, Darren Buick, Tom.
I didn't score anything, but I had about 40 photos taken with all the school kids, and I think they'll be really upset now that that I wasn't Darren Buick.
See, Matthew, that is brilliant stuff. Now, the issue is I have here is that I asked for, did you look like a celeb, you know?
Well, he was a celebrity back then.
He's a laugher, Tom.
He, I'll show my you. Eyes and Essendon supporters he is.
Yeah, go Dons. I'll show you a photo of Darren Buick, Tom. He's
hang on, but Ollie, do you know Darren Buick?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
So that's why I knew it'd be funny to show you a photo of him.
Okay, Matthew, let me have a look at him.
He's got a ginger mullet. He's not the most handsome guy. Matthew.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm a ginger.
Have you got a gross mullet?
You're proud. Sorry?
You got a gross mullet as well?
Actually, I'm just growing a beard now, but no, I don't have a mullet.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm surprised that you didn't get any free stuff looking like that handsome man.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
good sport,
Matthew.
Matt.
133353. Hang on, do we have any calls? Any calls? Any more calls?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sure we do. If you
that's
check,
weird.
Check again. I think we do now.
Check again. Hang on, let me see. Oh, no, sorry.
Okay.
God damn it.
They'll come, though. 133353. Do you know a celebrity lookalike?
Will they?
No, are you one? Not do you know one? That'd be even more boring.
Oh, God.
Do you know someone who looks like a celebrity? Far out. That'd be the worst radio ever.
It's almost like this one. Did you pull off a celeb lookalike and did you get something for free? Tom and Ollie.
Darren Buick.
On Triple M. Dreams, the Cranberries, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Hey, if you like the show, we've got a podcast and you can hear the whole thing back. So if you miss something or if you want to share a part of the show with your mates, you head to triplem.com.au or you search Tom and Ollie on the podcast app on your phone and you just go, hey guys, did you hear this crazy thing on the radio last night?
It's good. It's good.
It's too much fun. You are with Tom and Ollie. Naughty After Nine is only 15 minutes away. And
Bit of a light one.
On 133353.
Yeah, you go, Tom. Sorry, it's your show.
Do you really want to do that?
No, Matt, you do it. You do it. It's all you.
Did you pull off a celeb lookalike? And did you score some free stuff from it?
Yeah.
And now we don't. No, you go.
No, well, that's it. You've said it. It's all you now.
I thought you wanted to say something else.
Oh, well, I do want to be clear that we don't want to take calls that are, you know, oh, I met someone, I know someone. It's got to be you yourself who had the lookalike and got the free stuff. All right?
So, Mitch?
Yo.
How are you, Mitch?
What was that noise that you just did there? Were you sighing out?
Maybe I might have been.
Why, Mitch? Was it something that we said that maybe...
Was it Tom being a bit, like, control freaky with the talking?
Well, pretty much, to be honest.
And hey, Mitch, you had a lookalike, right, or what happened?
Ah, it was my mum's friend. Back in the 90s. That's Mitch. No good.
Mate. So, what, your mum's friend...
Barry
Manilow. Barry.
Your mum's friend was a Barry Manilow lookalike.
Yes, and he played the Barry Manilow card like no tomorrow. They went to all the best motels in Sydney, went to every single restaurant, and he just, yeah.
Would he pull this song out?
Kept going, every night he did for him. I'd actually ask him to sing, and he'd get up and sing his pathetic.
So
he
was
Aussie, apparently.
He was quite a good lookalike. It was pretty accurate.
Yeah, he had the honker and everything, and he even went to get the hairstyle.
Another ugly lookalike, like Darren Buick.
What was the question again, Ollie? Did you pull off a celeb lookalike? So, Mitch, did you pull one off?
No, I didn't. Sorry, but...
All right, see you, mate.
See ya. Try again next time when you can answer the question properly. Sam, have you pulled off a celeb lookalike? Have you?
Yes, I actually used to look like Scully.
Scully, is that from Neighbours?
Nah, from The X-Files.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
I don't know the character, but is it a good one? Are you?
Yeah, a real good one. Scully, you know, she FBI agent from The X-Files back in the 90s, you know.
Okay, and you scored some free stuff?
Yeah, I used to score free drinks from the pub.
Oh, great.
Absolutely brilliant.
That is brilliant. How do you go nowadays? Like, you would still, in theory, look like an older Scully, wouldn't you?
Oh, God, no.
You've aged a bit.
Yeah, just a bit.
Hey, Sam, is the truth out there?
I don't know. Probably somewhere.
Play along, Sam.
Yes, it is.
The truth is she's not Scully, Tom.
Yeah, right. Hey, let's rip into this. It's the X-Files remix of... it's by Triple X.
Yeah! Woo! Where are those sunnies at, Tom? Those... Speed Demon Sunnies, Speed Demon Sunnies. You wore them last night when you were being a doctor.
Tim, do you pull off a celebrity lookalike?
Yeah, I did.
Excellent.
What happened?
Yeah,
Hey, what happened?
I just bought a brand new high performance Falcon and I was driving up to Queensland to show it off to my cousins. And
respect.
I stopped at West Wyalong in country Victoria.
Never stopped there.
On the way out, and the chick behind the bar goes, and I dress in, you know, cowboy boots and western stuff and that, and she goes, are you Shannon Noll? I went, actually, yeah, I am. I'm just thinking tonight. Uh-huh. She goes, really? And she just almost fell to pieces, and I got free beers all night.
Oh, free beers! You were nosy that night.
Yeah.
You had the Flavor Saver and everything.
Huh?
The Flavor Saver, the little goatee bit of hair
he's
got?
Yeah, everything. I looked at that. I used to cop it all the time as well.
Oh, okay, so it was a common thing.
Yes.
And so you were prepared for the question, and when it came, you were like, yes,
when
I am.
When it came, I am. I'm just going up to the Gold Coast at the moment. I'm just stopping in for the night.
And she's like, where's your entourage? She's like, they're coming. It's not just me.
Oh, no. I said, I just picked up that brand new Falcon out the front. That one gets a beautiful car.
Yeah.
And she just started pouring me drinks.
And she was like, you got to drive. No, what has the song go?
Oh, God, I've just played every single Shadow Noel song in the background, and now you ask, how does it go?
Yeah, but then about
about half an hour later, six chicks rocked into the pub, and they all invited me back to a party.
Oh, and, Jim, you had a sevensome.
No, I sort of denied going back because I sort of couldn't take it on that far. I just said, no, I've got to have an early night and I've got to get on the road early. Thank you very much. And
if you were Nolsey, you would have done it.
I don't know, probably.
Can you say that?
Well, I don't know. After the crazy horse incident, I mean.
Well, that was bloody brilliant, hearing about what people look like.
Wasn't it?
Oh, winner.
Let's just go out with this song, Tom.
We can't, can we?
Naughty After Nine, up in 12 minutes. We're going to play this three times.
No, this clip ends right now.
Okay. Well, then, what about...
Can we do it?
Which one?
Can we do it?
How about...
Can we do it? Let's do it.
Can we go to the bottom of the list?
Yeah, do it.
Lame tattoos.
Lame tattoos, guys.
133353. This idea has been languishing at the bottom of the list for a long time.
Lame tattoos.
Now is the time for lame tattoos to get a go.
Can we find Australia's lamest tattoo, Ollie?
Oh, can we, Tom? I don't know.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
Is it a local sporting team? Do you have, like, the under 18 Scorpions footy club?
Do you have the Hawthorn Premiership from 1992? I don't know if that's a real thing. Tattooed on your leg.
Is that lame though?
That is if it's from 1992 and you've still got it. It's what are you doing?
They last a while, mate.
If Hawthorn didn't win in 1982, which is probably pretty sure because I just made a guess. So that would be lame. 133353. Call with your lame tattoos.
Call
Let's
now.
Get to Green Day.
Call now.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Still breathing Green Day. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Naughty After Nine. Minutes away. If someone found your porn stash, we'll be asking you that pretty soon. But on 133353, it's not lame. Lame tattoos. Lame tattoos is what we want to hear.
Finally getting a go on the show. For the last 5 minutes before we get naughty, we're going to sneak it in.
And
lame tats.
When should you call on 133353?
Call now.
Call now. Call now. You could be on the radio. Call now. Call now. 133353. Put those numbers in your phone. You, with a lame tattoo.
Even you.
Could be on the show.
Oh, just like Matt's done. Matt, you've called now. Well done.
How are you, boys?
Yeah, very good, Matt.
Good, mate. Yeah, hey.
Now, your lame tattoo, you can admit that your own tat is lame, can you?
Oh, it's actually putrid. It's disgusting.
Putrid, is it? Okay,
Matt,
what is
what
it?
Have you done?
So, pretty much the day I turned 18, I thought, I've always wanted to get this tattoo. Go back from, I remember it from playing under 16 footy. Coach said to us before the game, boys, don't die wondering. Put in everything you do. I thought, it makes a bit of sense, yeah.
What did he say? Don't go wandering, put in everything you do.
So, don't die wandering.
Yeah, don't die wandering.
Yeah, more of a classic.
Yeah, don't die wandering. So, anyway, so jumped in there.
Matt was just
the day I turned 18.
Yeah.
And I was like, yep. So, the tattooist says, what do you want? I'm like, bit of writing. No. He goes, okay.
Bit of writing.
What do you want? Yeah, don't die wandering. Okay, what do you want? On my leg? He goes, okay, what font? I'm like, I don't know, you pick. Yes, okay. Freehand it is.
Oh,
it looks like some 5-year-old written on my leg.
Oh, no.
It's absolutely horrendous.
And you showed your coach and he was like, wow, mate, I know I said that, but that's pretty lame.
So you have Don't Die Wandering written on your leg.
Spot on.
Hang on, you spelled it W-A or O?
O.
You
wandering.
Did get it right. Okay, that's just Tom being funny.
Yeah,
good stuff. Couple of lame fools over
here. Hey, guess what, Matt? Guess what?
What's that?
That's a lame tattoo.
Spot on.
Because you called now.
Lame tattoos!
Nah, don't bother calling. We're about to get naughty. But Michelle...
Hang on, no, before we go to Michelle, we just did have a message on Facebook from Ash. You can get in contact through Tom and Ollie on Facebook. Ash said, I got my Xbox Live gamer tag when I was 15 in bubble riding.
No!
Ash with a couple of H's and a P.
Oh my God, that is lame.
Guess
Ash.
What, Ash? Guess what? That's a lame tattoo.
I thought so.
It's a bloody lame tattoo.
Now, Michelle, what have you got for us? A lame tattoo?
Well, mine are okay. I've got my kids' names on my wrist and I've got a flower on my shoulder.
Yeah, lame.
But it's my brother-in-law who has a dodgy home-done devil tattoo on the middle of his lower back. A nice little, like, ugly tramp stamp thing.
Gross. And home-done, so it's real poxy.
Oh, so bad. It's probably about 15 years old and the red is still like it was done yesterday.
Well, guess what, Michelle? Guess what?
Have a guess.
Oh, it's awesome?
No, it's a...
good.
It's a boring tattoo. It's not even lame.
Michelle set you up there for a good gag for you to come in and go, nah, it's lame. And you were like, oh. Good on you, Michelle. Michelle, stick around for 9 after 9. You're good talent.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, hey, no Michelle, speaking of Naughty After Nine, has anybody ever found your porn stash, Michelle?
Mine, I don't actually have one.
Okay, well.
No.
That's all right. Well, you can let your phone have a rest for the next half an hour because we're asking about porn stashes being found.
Oh, okay, thank you then.
All right.
All right, see you, Michelle.
Bye.
Guess what, Ollie?
That top.
Up next is Naughty After Nine.
Hey! Let's do it.
1-3-3.
You're the anchor, by the way, just to remind you. You're the anchor, so do your job.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.